السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا. Welcome to Al-Mashriq on Radio Islam International. It's 17 minutes after 11 in Thursday morning. My name is Junaid Jassat. My co-host, Mawlana Ibrahim Daya, is not with us this week. But we do have our guest who's on the line with us all the way from Malaysia, Brother Idris Khamisa. It's about 18 minutes after 5 in the afternoon in Malaysia. And we welcome Idris Bhai on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Malada, how are you, man?
Very, very well. Alhamdulillah. Allah shukar, Idris Bhai. You relaxing this afternoon or are you working?
Yeah. Today I had an easy day. I'm relaxing. So, alhamdulillah. So, you know, it's my third trip here. It's good to be here. And like everywhere else, wonderful people that you meet. And so there we are.
Yes, alhamdulillah. It seems that the people of Malaysia are very loving and very caring because I see that whoever goes there to visit is invited over and over again. You know, like Mufti Ismail Menk travels to Malaysia, I don't know how many times a year. Mullah Salimaan Mullah has been there a few times. You have traveled there 3 times already, mashallah. And it seems that the people of Malaysia really love you there.
They love me, alhamdulillah. They are, you know what, this is the beauty part of meeting people, you know, from similar backgrounds. Their concerns are the same, the needs are the same, the challenges are the same. And everyone wants peace of mind. They want a happy marriage. They want a happy family. They want a dynamic schooling. So this is the same everywhere. And, you know, alhamdulillah, we cannot thank Allah enough that we are invited to these places and to share our experiences. And it's a very humbling thing. And we cannot thank Allah enough for this opportunity, because the beauty part of it is on this Saturday is going to be that marriage conference. And there are so many scholars from different parts of the world. And I think Yavar Beg is also going to be here. The others from Australia, from America, and other parts of the world that are going to do a presentation. For me, I like to listen to other scholars. So you benefit from the experiences. You come back enriched. Inshallah, we pray that in some modest way you can contribute. Because in this particular conference, I'm going to speak on 3 topics. The one is the art of communication. The other is what do women want. And thirdly, how self-esteem can impact on a marriage. Then that will be a workshop. Then I'm going to be part of a panel discussion. And it's from 10 in the morning till 10 in the evening. In fact, I've arranged for the coordinator, Sajid, to come to South Africa to see whether we can have one like this here. And it's also an opportunity. They do it quite beautifully, as I discussed last year, because there are lots of young people in South Africa also looking for potential spouses. Before it wasn't that kind of challenge, and now it has become even more difficult. So people are looking at how the ways and means in which they can do that. And so it's a very comprehensive program, and I feel it's something that we can do in South Africa, where we invite overseas scholars. And also, alhamdulillah, we are blessed in our country to have wonderful, dynamic, inspirational scholars that can be also part of the program, inshallah.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting, the whole setup and the website. I'm seeing the website, marriageconference.org, and they are really well organized and set up there, I see. I see that they are very well organized and set up. There's a website also, marriageconference.org, and everything is done very professionally.
No, very, very well organized. It is excellent. In fact, very professionally done. And that's something that we need to learn, that when you're doing something, do it properly. They've advertised it well. And they have also, what's a nice part of it, they have also got volunteers, you know, and they have many university students. And the brother was telling me about 500 young people have volunteered, and it's something that they do. And when they volunteer, they also are learning. They learn organizational skills. They learn about teamwork. And they learn about really serving the Ummah, you know, Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, shukr. Well, I see the theme for this year's conference is in marriage matters. I'm just going to read out of the website here. They say, because currently in our lives, there are a growing number of Muslim youth and young couples that are getting caught up in the trials and tribulations of zina, fornication, adultery, and pornography, which is resulting in a high number of divorces taking place amongst us. In Malaysia, on average, there is a divorce taking place every 10 minutes. Thus, maintaining a happy and healthy marriage matters. So, that is a very, very important theme that they have chosen for this year's marriage conference, and we pray that it takes effect.
I was invited to a youth radio station, and it's called I Am For You. I Am For The Youth in Malaysia. I Am For You. And Alhamdulillah, it's so good to see these young, people involved as presenters, and they are very concerned about how to inspire the youth, how to deal with them. So Alhamdulillah, the idea is an excellent idea, and inshallah, make dua that Allah bless the organizers, and that inshallah that we, in our own way, can play a role. So as you are saying, yes, it is exceptionally well organized, very professionally done. Alhamdulillah.
I see on the website here, it describes you as got Idris Khamisa Love Guru.
No, they have given.
tell us more about that Love Guru.
You know, they have given each one of us names, you know. And I like to call myself, you know, the love doctor, love guru now. I think I'm graduating now.
Yeah, I think you've gone on to the next level now. It's just fine.
Yeah, so you can see from that website, isn't it nicely done, Maulana?
Excellent. They've got a quote from you. They say, love is blind but not deaf. Learn the art of loving communication.
Yes. You know, I always say this, that, you know, I mean, the point is, and none of us are angelic. Sometimes we do get it wrong. But the home, you know, communication should be the most important thing in our homes. And sadly, we do not know how to communicate. We have no idea what to do, how to speak. And if we can do that, Alhamdulillah, you know, it's critical, because, you know, it is said that if you look at communication, it's the most critical thing. Someone described it as the heartbeat of any relationship. And so therefore it's important that we need to continue to communicate, we need to listen, we need to also know when to be quiet. And because, Maulana, this is something that I don't know whether all of us in South Africa are acutely aware of the problems in our homes. I mean, to me, I can't believe it. I can't believe the kind of situation. I cannot believe the attitude of parents when the children are going through problems. Like, I cannot believe the audacity of some young people, to marry whether the parents like it or not, you know. And so this kind of situation is really, really going out of control. And I find that in the best of homes, they are not untainted. And Allah protect our homes. And I think we need to recognize that. We need to be more vigorous when we talk about it. We need to give solutions. And I'll say it again, that we need to have a comprehensive premarital counseling, and no marriage should take place, if the couple have not undergone this. Because, I mean, you hear of stories of a young girl, married for a little while, she's expecting her first child, and her husband is thinking of separation. Can you believe it? You know, then you hear other stories of people, telling their parents, you know, whether you like it or not, I'm going to marry this person. And it goes on and on and on like that, you know. And I'm just saying that, you know, how long can it continue? I mean, how long can we continue, you know, allowing the situation? Because what people forget is that it's not about you as an individual marrying. You're marrying the whole family. And when you marry, you affect the lives of not only yourself, but the lives of so many families, so many friends. So I think this is something that we as parents, we need to understand. And you find, you know, yes, there is no harm, there is disagreement in your marriage. I mean, that's natural. But you find you don't have to become disagreeable. There is no need for violence. There is no need for vulgarity or rudeness. And when there is a conflict, you've got to understand there is never a winner and a loser. There, in that conflict situation, when there is rudeness, both people are losers. So we need to understand that.
Mm-hmm. The art of communication, that is what we are going to be speaking about in our program today. Listeners are welcome to SMS or WhatsApp on 073-173-8461, and they can call us on 011-854-1548. And we would like to hear from you, the art of communication. What have you specialized in your method of communication in the family? So not only communication with your wife or husband, but communication with your kids as well. And how do you get through to them? What are the distracting factors in communication? What are those things that are making it difficult for you to actually get through to the person that you want to talk to? All of those things will be discussed on our program this morning. Please, once again, WhatsApp on 073-173-8461. You can SMS as well and call us on 011-854-1548. We'll be back with you after this break. Stay tuned to Al-Mashreq on Radio Islam International. Welcome back to Al-Mashreq on Radio Islam International. And welcome back to my guest, Brother Idris Khamis. I was sitting in Malaysia right now. It's about 5:30 in the afternoon there. And he's by speaking to us on Al-Mashreq this morning, telling us about the conference that he's attending, the marriage conference that's taking place there. And the topic that we are discussing now is the art of communication in the family. Idrisbay, I think we have a caller who's waiting on the line. Let's take that caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mulana and Idris. There was a poem you gave out about 2 weeks ago on, like, if you ridicule, the person will be, like, you know, very deserved. I don't know what it is. And the poem. I want to write it.
Okay, Jazakumullah Khairan, can you listen on air?
I don't know, do you know which one I'm talking about, Manana?
I can't remember exactly. Did I give the poem or did I give it?
Gave it out.
Sorry?
Yeah, he gave it out, but he said it out too fast and I couldn't write it.
Okay, so let's ask Idrisbay about that poem.
I know about the poem. I would, inshallah, email it to you later, inshallah, right? And they can get it from the radio station.
Okay. Jazakumullah khairan, Idrisbay. Yes, to continue with this discussion, the art of communication. Let's try and understand, in the family, you have different people. You have parents, you have children, you have siblings, and you have husband and wife. And there is a way that you need to communicate with each other to make sure that this family runs smoothly. What's your advice in this regard?
I think we need to look at, firstly, the most critical players is the mother and the father. I mean, they must be the role models for this communication. And you find that children would mimic their behavior. And so what we need to do is, of course, we cannot learn from any finer example than the example of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his own manner of speech, his concern, and the way he spoke to his spouses. And the things that we need to do, essentially, is that we need to ensure that we use, firstly, when you come home, and we must smile. That's a sadaqah. You find that there are lots of people who frown, who seem to be very, very unhappy and angry. So we need, of course, we're not suggesting it is a unilateral thing. His wife must make him feel happy to be at home also. She must welcome him. And that's important, very, very critical. So it's a two-way process. But what is important is this, that the couples must display towards each other lots of etiquette. In other words, when they are speaking to each other, it must be, you've got to use the etiquette of saying, Jazakumullah, I appreciate this. You've got to use words, of affirmation, words of encouragement, and also to listen. And when one of them speaks, you've got to listen with empathy, with understanding. You want to. So, and then also, the other important aspect is this, that part of communication is making sure that you really understand the needs of the other. So when you find that, when the husband and wife, when the mother and the father, as it were, display the social etiquette, when you find that there isn't the language they use, when there is no vulgarity, but there is kindness, that they, even when they disagree, they are not harsh with each other, they respect each other's opinion. We're not talking about in terms of fiqh or sharia issues. And once the children grow up in that environment, it makes a very, very big difference. In fact, I mean, I'm coming across in the recent past where you find where if the father is a person that's got a short temper, his temperament is not right, and when he is instills fear into his own wife and the children, you find that they grow up as individuals who have serious issues in relationships. They have no idea how to talk to the other. So this is some of the things that are very critical.
There's a message that has come in, Idris, but let's go to this message. Assalamu alaikum. Uncle Idris, got the tail end of your discussion on communication, but it's so important to have that between parents and kids also. Just recently a youngster passed away of a drug overdose. Cannot even begin to imagine what parents are going through. I'm sure parents tried every avenue to try to make this child leave this habit, but failed. How do parents guide their children in a case like this?
Okay, now this is, and Allah make it easy for those parents. And what he's saying, it is so, so important. Nothing can destroy you more than when your children, by making the wrong decisions, who destroy their lives. And it's something that you regret for the rest of your life. And it is indeed a huge challenge. It's very difficult for a father whose son is involved in some deviant behavior, and you find that the son or daughter are not receptive to the parents. What do? You have a few extremes. Some of them, continue to indulge them. Others go to the other extreme by being harsh and draconian. And one of the things that I recommend, and it is easy for me to recommend, because, I'm not in the situation, but I understand what parents might be going through, is that whilst you condemn the action, you've got to be very, very guarded that you do not condemn your child, that the door must always be open to them. But drugs itself has become such a scourge. It is something that, when one individual, when one child, the son or the daughter, indulges in drugs, it affects the well-being of everyone, the father, the mother, and people around that, So I would say that, you continue to make dua for your children, even though, for whatever reason, they have gone in that particular direction, make dua for them, that Allah forgives them, and most importantly that Allah also continues to give the family sanity, because this can really destroy the mental well-being of the family.
I mean, Yes, these are the art of communication in challenges, and that is the real tact and diplomacy that we have to use, and that is where our resources come in handy of knowing how to communicate and how to speak. Speaking in the time of ease is quite simple, but speaking at the time of a challenge, when a child does something wrong, when a child has misbehaved, you know, from the smaller children coming to the bigger children, when they have disappointed you in some way or the other, how to deal with that, how to handle that, it is where that's where tact really plays its part.
In fact, Maulana, I'm so glad that you are raising this issue, because one of the real issues in our community and in our homes is that, you know, the mother and the father are not united in terms of how they should deal with their children, how they should rear and nurture them, and how they should discipline them. So it's important that the mother and father have a plan together to make sure that they send out or transmit the same messages to the children. And we cannot give conflicting messages. Once you give a conflicting message, what are you really doing? You are really incubating a monster. And the message sometimes is, one father may be liberal and the wife may be harsh. Or one father may be harsh, the mother might be liberal. So I think one has to be very, very guarded. I think most importantly, the most fundamental thing, no matter how you deal with the situation, your children must feel that daddy loves me, mommy loves me. And that is fundamental, because once they sense that love, you find that it really makes a huge difference. So they become much more circumspect when they're making decisions in their life. They would not do the wrong things. They would not look for, inverted commas, love outside. And there won't be people out there who can manipulate the omission of love in the home for their own agenda, you know.
So that is how we have to deal with situations like that of expressing love, and let the basis of our reaction be love, not getting back at the child, or not harm, or not hurt, but rather the objective is to communicate a message of love, even if it be discipline or sternness, or to be straightforward, but the backbone of that must be love.
Absolutely. And you see, Maulana, you know, I can understand that the life today is frenetic, people are busy, we always complain we do not have enough time, but the poignant reality is that when something were to happen to one member of your family, suddenly you have all the time in the world to rectify a situation which might be difficult now. So I think it's what's important is that you got to invest in your family every day of your life, inshallah. And there has to be a reciprocal understanding. Of course, it's you know, it's not a one-sided thing. I mean, young people themselves must also learn, you know, to show love to their parents, must show an understanding, and they must not make unnecessary demands on them. And this is important, and especially this day and age, you know, when we are living in a nuclear family, we do not take counsel from our own parents, as it were, from the uncles and aunts. So the challenge is yours all alone, and you and your spouse. And I think what we need to do basically, and one effective way, is to first making sure that you do not have any pent-up emotions, because when you grew up as a child, you might have gone through some experiences. So what you might be doing, sadly, you might be replicating the model of your parents, which might have not been appropriate. So you've got to deal with that yourself. So to make sure that you do not do that. Then the other argument that we need to also bear in mind, you know, some people say, yes, you know, when I was a kid, I got enough hiding or whatever. So that does not mean it makes it right today, you know. What might have been right at that time, I'm not justifying corporal punishment per se, but I'm not saying that you got to be indulgent and, you know, give in to everything they want or need, whatever. So I think it's important because many young people who become parents, they sadly replicate some of the negative aspects of their own upbringing, you know.
Mm-hmm. It is about this. Another angle of it, and this we have just been through this past weekend. You must have heard the incident. This very dear and very close friend of mine, a person who we grew up with, Maulana Imtiaz Bayat, lost his young son of 7 years old in an accident in Roshni. And this boy was the live wire of the family, very active, very much loved by the entire community. He used to live in Bethal before. And this boy passed away in an accident, 7 years old. And in a situation like that, communication plays a vital role with the family members. And Maulana gave a beautiful explanation yesterday on Radio Islam with Maulana Suleiman Rawat as well, and on how to deal with the other siblings and how to console them, how to make them understand. And the beautiful explanation that Maulana gave was that by explaining to the other siblings that the place where Bai has gone is better than where he was, then instead of grieving, they desire themselves to be there.
You know, that's a very important point, that you got to understand sometimes what happens is this: when the parents are grieving the loss of the child, some of them forget that the siblings are also going through this trauma, this difficulty, having lost a loved one. And I know I dealt with one case where this person said, when my parents were grieving at the loss of my brother, in the process they forgot about me. They forgot that, you know, my brother was my friend. We shared the same room. We grew up together. And I never dealt with my grief. And so I think it's a multi-prong attack. The one of the things that we need to do, of course, the idea of Maulana Rawat said is correct, that the person, alhamdulillah, is in Jannah, right? He died shaheed also. And inshallah, we make dua that we also do that. And then as a family, we need to celebrate the good things that he has done. At the same time, you know, Allah has allowed us, you know, to grieve for 3 days. And you know, even when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he buried his son Ibrahim, you know, alayhi salam, he also grieved. And this is something that we need to understand. And I think the point that needs to be driven home is that, you know, death is not only the preserve for the aged, it can affect anyone. So what we need to re-emphasize is to make sure that every day in our homes, there is an atmosphere of love and affection, that we do the right things, that we, you know, engage with our children, engage with the family, and that and people need to understand that when a father shows disrespect to the mother, does not communicate effectively and with love, what does he do? I mean, the children don't tell the father. You ever heard of a father's son telling the father, "Hey, daddy, I like the way you scolded mommy." You know, I mean, they what happens to them? You also develop in them antipathy towards you. So I think that's important, very, very critical. Because, you see, Maulana, the bottom line is this, that if you are, if parents are not effective communicators, if they do not express their love for the children in a meaningful, palpable way, they will grow up in a marriage when they find that their spouses would complain, you know, my husband doesn't show me any love. He shows no love to the children. And so I think this is an important thing, the impact, the way parents communicate and what they speak about, you know.
Mm. That's absolutely imperative and important. It is by between husband and wife, there's the marriage has to be strong, the relationship has to be strong. And when husband and wife are able to communicate well with one another, then that, I'm sure, rubs off onto the kids as well.
Alhamdulillah. And that's important. And not only that, you see, when the father must say, as the Amir of the home, He said, did you thank Allah for the mother you got? Did you thank mommy for the food? You know what I'm saying to you? Where you are reinforcing it. Firstly, you yourself are doing it in front of the children, and then you're asking them to do it. And where you, for example, you don't have to do it in the presence of the mother, you could call your son to the side. He said, you know what? I've been sitting here, and I did not notice that you, for example, you thank mommy for things. Don't you think we should thank mommy? Come on, do it. Go. Give mommy a hug and tell her that. And this is what he does. Then he creates a very, convivial environment, an environment where there is love and affection, so that you find that they want to spend lots more time with the members of the family because they feel affirmed, they feel encouraged. And I think this is a very critical thing. And I think it's an opportunity for all of us, to reflect on our own relationship, you know.
So that's between husband and wife. Now, it's just by in the art of communicating within the family and sitting down to have a meaningful conversation. You know, looking at the distractions that face us, just a statistic that I read recently that an average American child maybe gets an hour of meaningful conversation with their parent in 1 week. And that is also wishful thinking. Now, 1 hour in a whole week, in actual fact, on a daily basis, we should be having much more meaningful conversation with our children.
No, that's true. And you find this is a missing dimension. You know what has happened, Maulana? This the one thing is, over the years, this communication has been degenerating. And now, with the advent of social media, you find that each member of the family has become almost self-reliant, in the sense that I don't need you anymore. I need my phone. I need to speak to my friends, chat with my friends. I need to access my messages. And so what happens? And as a result, we forget the profound negative impact it has, that what we really do is that we stifle conversations that the kids themselves, as they grow up, have difficulty in engaging the other, have difficulty and impatience in listening to the other. And, I mean, one of the things, I mean, you know, I don't know when last, you know, Maulana, you know, when your beloved wife spoke to you, you told her, you know, Shusha Babalina, you know, tell me more. You said, oh, wow, you know, and she might share with you a negative experience. You say, oh, my gosh, that was awful. And or you say, you know what, go ahead, I'm here for you. You know, those things, you know, we never do enough of, you know. And so I think really it's something, an art we need to cultivate. In fact, I was speaking to the Sajid's wife yesterday. We are chatting, around dinner. And I said, you know, one of the things that she was saying, the work that she's doing, I said to her, that she must also, if she can get a group of young people, young girls, and teach them what is social etiquette in Islam. And that is a fundamental thing that is missing in our homes. And you find our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I've come here to perfect morals. So I think it's important. So once we can develop social etiquette in our children, I think they will respond with far greater sensitivity. They will not be bullies. You find they will show compassion, and they would be more respectful and understanding.
Okay. It brings us to the end of our time now. Jazakumullahu khairan for your time this morning, and we pray that you have an excellent program and conference, and Allah Ta'ala gives maximum benefit from it.
Inshallah, Allah bless you. Walana, you look after yourself. And you take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran jazeelan to Idris Khamisa. And yes, inshallah, Aziz, this Saturday we are looking forward to an ijtima taking place in Ermelo. it's an ijtima for the region, for the area, and it covers the entire Kher Sibandi region and a few other towns as well. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this ijtima a success. It will be taking place in Ermelo at the showgrounds that's behind the game center in Ermelo, from Asr until after Isha on Saturday afternoon. And we request whoever is listening, please send your husbands. If the men are listening, please make sure that you come to attend the Ijtima, inshallah, Aziz. It will be definitely worth it and a great inspiration and motivation to dedicate ourselves to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala accept all the efforts of the brothers who have put in their time and effort for the success of the Ijtima, and Allah ta'ala accept all the efforts of the mothers and sisters who have made lots of preparations in baking and cooking and other preparations for the food, etc., and the du'as that they have made for the Ijtima as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them all. From Junaid Jassad, shukran jazilin, shukran to my studio operator, Brother Usama Basuni. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.